telekinesis, the ability to move objects without physically touching them. How does that happen? In a moment, Phil Kava joins us. His work on the shoulders of giants, next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, you're going to enjoy the next couple hours as well. Phil Kava, a researcher, subtle energy worker, ET experiencer, author. He's been researching subtle energy, energy healing for, 30 plus years. He has had a lifetime of paranormal experiences, 20 years as an ET experiencer. In 2013, he was a contributor to the Discovery Channel series Uncovering Aliens after waking up in the middle of the night to see what appeared to be a gray alien hovering over his wife. Now, during the filming of the alien invasion, Phil suddenly developed a subtle energy sending technique, which he claims he's able to physically move people using the power of his intent, even at great distances. Here he is on Coast to Coast, Phil Kava. Phil, welcome.
Hey, thank you, George. Thank you very much for having me on. I want to say thanks for the Coast audience for listening in tonight.
Looking forward to this as well. First of all, ET experiencer, tell me what that means.
Oh, boy. Well, that started probably since childhood, but in my adult life, started about in the 96 when I met a former Marine, told me about some underground bases, and next thing you know, I started having UFO sightings literally the next day, and it's been continuing for 20 years. The Discovery Channel came out, and I told a lot of my story that did not make it on air, of course. You know, they cut probably 95% of what they filmed at the house. So there's much of my story that did not make it. But 20 years of seeing craft, actually having contact with beings on different levels, having multiple witnesses with me, multiple craft. I mean, hundreds of sightings at least. I had a sighting today at 1:30 this afternoon.
Jeez.
So I had the ability to call them, and we all do. I'm not so special in that regards. I'm just a little more open to it. I asked for the contact starting in the early 90s, and I got it a couple years later, and it's been continuous. And I think after all these years, everything's come to a conclusion, especially after I started to talk out on the Discovery Channel show. Things just accelerated. Something happened, I believe, in 2012 that shifted the energies of the universe, and we're all awakening. A lot of stuff I could talk about tonight, but I'm going to have you lead me through it. Mm-hmm. Go where you want to go. ET stuff, I'd really like to focus on a subtle energy and experiment I'm going to do tonight and how that all relates to the ETs and the connection and the message that I've got for them. And, you know,
I love experiments.
Take it away, George.
I love experiments.
Excellent.
So as you evolved, did you find that you got, whether it was dealing with subtle energy, you got better and better and better?
More aware. I think that's what it is. A lot of people told me I was a natural. My grandfather was a faith healer back in the Appalachian Mountains of Pennsylvania. Yeah, he could do some distance healing, stop bleeding, heal babies. Just some incredible stuff. And I learned about this in my early teens, and that set me on the path to learning more about it. But, the more I studied, the more I researched, the more I learned. And there's many techniques you can learn out there. But for me, it's always been kind of a natural thing. It's all about consciousness, you know, awareness of who you are and what you're capable of. Yeah, the more you do it, the more you develop. Absolutely, the more you play with it, the better it flows through you. It's about developing your energy body. So you absolutely can develop this. And the technique I'm going to use tonight, I have to say, I have to give thanks right now to Ed Edwards. He's an energy healer. He's listed at the bottom of my website on the homepage. He's the one that I learned this technique from by observing him while he was here for the filming of the TV show. And, we can get into that later, but I got to give a shout-out to him.
Sure.
If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here tonight.
And, Phil, so I know how to time this. How long does the experiment last?
Well, it can be anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute to as long as you want. The big thing is I want to take just a couple seconds to kind of warm people up and have them pay attention to their pineal gland and their energy body. That can take maybe 30 seconds. And then I can just send the energy out for another 30 seconds. The thing is, when I do it, I would like someone there in order to keep from having dead air, because I like to concentrate and really, because I use my intent. It's all about intent.
I'll have to be talking while you're
exactly
doing it.
Exactly. I'd like you to tell us what you're feeling, if anything, or, just to keep us from having the dead air, because I know you guys don't.
All right. Well, how about right before the break, in about another 15 minutes or so, you start setting people up, and then after the break, we'll do the experiment.
That sounds fantastic.
We'll do that.
Of course, on the homepage of your homepage, there's a video where I do a little warm-up for people, so
right.
those who have access to the internet can go over the break and actually do the warm-up right online.
This,
and you actually feel the energy coming off the YouTube videos as well.
This work in telekinesis fascinates me, too, being able to move things with the power of your – I guess it's the power of the mind, isn't it?
Well, it's about consciousness and realizing who you are and what you're capable and how the universe works and, you know, and understanding quantum physics. And in my book, and hopefully tonight, I'm going to be able to explain this real simply to the Coast listeners. Of course, we got the best listening audience in the world.
Yes,
and
we do.
You know, way above most people, so it shouldn't be hard for them to understand. I break it down pretty simple in my books. I had the great fortune of working with, you know, biophysicist W.C. Levengood for 10 years. He was my friend. I spent many, many, many hours with him working on all his work. And so it's just absolutely fantastic stuff I want to get into. So, you know, like I said, take me away.
Sure. Isn't this energy, which is also called qi,
right?
I think ancient Chinese practitioners use this almost as a defensive mechanism, where if they were being attacked, they literally, without touching anybody, could send a force of energy against that person and knock them down.
Absolutely. And the technique I'm going to do tonight is very simple. Anyone can do it. And I can knock people down with it. You know, I don't, you know, my intent is love and healing with this energy, of course. But you can be used to just intensify it and knock people down. It's because we're all connected through quantum entanglement. That's one of the things I'll touch on tonight, and how this all works and how this all leads to the ET message. But that is basically the ET message, in my opinion, what I've gotten over 20 years, is that we're all connected through energy. And all my life, all my research has come to this accumulation, this point in time where I'm here with you tonight. And this is another way of showing that we're all connected. We're all basically co-creators of our universe, and we think our own reality into existence, literally, as long as we take the actions and the steps to make it happen. And that's exactly how, you know, we pray and ask for help and tap into all the beings that are accessible to help us.
This quantum entanglement, Phil, is that what I would call the wireless internet of the universe? Is it the same thing?
Exactly. And the energy we're talking about, qi, call it qi. From here on, I'd like to call it source energy.
Source.
Because,
okay.
You know, I think divine source, I can't, names escape me, right? Greg Braden. Call it divine source.
He's a good guy.
Call it qi, call it prana. It's the energy that flows through all of us. It's a creative force. And I'm going to go so far right now as to say that I believe that it is the Higgs boson. It's related to and part of the Higgs boson field. You know, the energy field that tells quarks and leptons what to become. You know, the reason they're sending all the particle accelerators to find this particle, this wave, that basically tells everything what to be. And I think somehow human beings in consciousness, with their intent, tap into and harness the Higgs boson field and can literally change the physical world. And this is how this all relates to telekinesis as well, because we're all related by the source energy. If we know how to tap into the right frequencies and use our energy body and our chakras in the right way and tie in sacred geometry in specific ways and understand frequency, we can literally move things, people, for sure, tonight. But, you know, objects, it's a whole different story, but we can, you know, try to touch on that. Something I haven't gotten down yet, the people I can do, as far as physical objects, that happens more of a sporadic thing for me.
Well, Phil, when you move, let's say, like people, do they feel this, or are they, like, floating away? What happens to them?
Well, here's the thing. When what I'm doing is I'm lighting my pineal gland, using my brain like a big bioelectromagnet, and I'm pulling the energy from source, channeling it through me, and sending it to people. And they feel the energy. They feel a tingling that either, you know, depending on how I use my intent, I can push people away from me, pull them towards me, and, you know, sometimes pull them right to left. I can also make them feel really happy, kind of lightheaded, like they're floating. And the thing is, George, when you do this, you can, any emotion that you put into this technique, people will feel. So I focus on love. I do everything out of love. And what I do tonight, the intention behind my what I'm doing tonight, this experiment, is to just wake people up to their energy bodies, make them realize that they are more than just a physical being. They are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And It's really cool, yeah, but you feel it, you move it. As a matter of fact, Lorian Fenton from California MUFON Radio, I was on a couple shows with her, and she was actually doing a MUFON meeting in Palmetto, California a few weeks ago. I did the presentation via Skype, and from Michigan to California, there were 34 people there at that meeting. I did a little presentation, and at the end, I sent the energy to everyone. And 31 of those 34 people were moved, felt the energy, and were physically moved.
That's huge.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff.
In terms of the energy healing, do you do much of that anymore?
Well, I'm just really starting to practice. It's something I've never, I'm busy. I've had a heck of a life. If people read my book, they'll understand. I spent a long time as a single father, raising 3 of my 4 kids
by myself.
That's not
easy.
Oh, so I've been through a lot of struggles, in normal life. Had a rough childhood growing up because I rebelled and I knew too much too early.
you wouldn't listen to anybody, right?
Exactly. I knew it all until I turned about 20, 25. it's been a great journey, though. My book talks about, on the shoulders of giants, it's all about the giants that came before me in physics, quantum physics, and, my personal giant, Lefty Loving Good, and all the people, a lot of people that have been on coast to coast, all the Anunnaki research, all the UFO research. There's so many people, I couldn't thank them all. But if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be here tonight. And what I do tonight is not special. I can teach anyone. I've already taught, at least a half dozen people, if not more. I teach people how to do it in the book. It's a simple procedure. It doesn't require faith. The faith you need to do this is just understanding quantum physics and what you're capable of and not doubting yourself.
The fact that you can move objects or move people, tell me the benefit of that. So, what's so good about doing that as opposed to me moving my keys by myself right now with my hands?
Yeah, as far as telekinesis, it's physical objects. That's just, I think for right now, in my opinion, it's just for fun and figuring out how the universe works, and if you're lazy and don't want to get up and grab the remote, you can just kind of have it float to you. But the important thing about all this is, like your previous, Dr. Paul mentioned, your previous guest, it's the energy healing. The energy we're tapping into is source energy. And when you tap into this energy, depending on the intent you use, like when I do a little video and when I do my demonstrations, just to wake people up, make them aware of their energy bodies, the intent that I use is just that. I would love to make them become aware of who they really are and their energy bodies, and they feel this. But you can use this energy to heal. When you do healing, you just send the energy for longer. You concentrate on the area where it needs a healing, or you just send the energy with the intent of having the best outcome for the person that's receiving the energy. That's basically how the universe works. You do it out of love, but the key is to doing energy healing is you have to do it with emotion. It has to be done out of love, and you send the energy from your heart chakra. And this energy, like I said, what I'm doing tonight is just moving people, making them aware, but you can use this technique to heal, and you can do this to anyone around the globe.
Are you getting some kind of help throughout the universe? Are there helpers out there, whether they're ETs or are you doing this on your own?
Oh, no. I'm just tapping into source energy. When I do, there's all kind of helpers. I'm a big, I read the Urantia book, and I think there's a lot of really cool stuff in the Urantia
book. That's a big book.
Yeah, I read that several years ago, and there's a lot of good stuff in there, and I think it ties in a lot of Anunnaki stuff, but it talks about all the beings in the universe, the energy beings, and the multiple dimensions of beings that help us in so many ways. So I think we all have our spirit guides, our angels, and these beings that we all connect to. We're all family, we're all connected, and that's, a big part of the ET message is that we're all connected through energy, because we're all quantumly entangled, and we basically all came from this big bang, which is, God consciousness, and we're all here experiencing God consciousness in our own individual sense, so that one day we can go back and share it. So that's the quantum entanglement part, and that's kind of like what I do with this telekinesis thing tonight, is I'm showing people that I can move you back and forth. It doesn't matter where you're at on the planet, as long as you're open to it, and because you can fight it, and you can, it's very subtle, but if you're open to it and you want to know this, you can feel it, and it can move you, and it can heal you. But tonight, I'm not going to do healings, because that would be, take some time. But, if something's wrong with people, I will send that intent with it, that it does the best good for everyone receiving it. But to do healings, it takes some time to get into
Can people self-heal, or do they need somebody else to do it?
Well, you got to heal yourself. And here's the thing with energy workers. You don't ever want to call yourself an energy healer. And my wife gets really upset when I say I'll heal people because I don't heal people. You know, you got to heal yourself. The energy body heals itself. You got to allow it. The universe will heal you if you allow it. But it's all about coming over the dis-ease, you know, the dis-ease in your soul, your spirit, your mind, your consciousness, the things. That's what causes all the problems in the energy body. You know, it's really about understanding the energy body. And that when you have blockages in your consciousness, you know, problems, issues, that's why we're here. You're having these experiences to work these things out. Well, when we're not working them out, they cause blockages in our energy body, which cause blockages in the physical body. So if we tap into the energy, source energy, and we sincerely want things to be corrected that are wrong with us, we use the power of our intent to basically change matter in some cases to heal people.
All right, well, let's take a few moments that we've got before the break, Phil, and tune us up. Let us know what you want us to do, and we'll come back and do the experiment after the break.
Okay, very good. Like I said, there's a thing on the homepage. You can check it out if you want to. But what I want everybody to do right now is to stand up and, you know, step away from your computer 3 or 4 feet or whatever just to get some room to move around. Keep your feet shoulder-width apart and put your hands in front of your belly in a comfortable position. Put them about an inch to a half inch together and slowly pull them apart and put them back together, but don't pull them apart more than an inch or 2 inches. So you basically want to pretend like you're clapping really slowly, but keep it moving gently and slowly. Don't touch them together. Don't pull them apart too far.
But
everyone
come,
should
but
be feeling.
Close.
Pardon?
But come really close, right?
Okay, yeah, right. Now, when you come close, you should feel, everyone should feel a natural energy field flowing through the palms of their hand. That's going through their Lei Gong Chi channels.
It's like a little heat.
Yep, absolutely. So that's like the ball of plasma. Now, what I want people to do right now is when they feel that energy through their hands, I want them to close their eyes and focus, keep moving their hands in that same slow motion, that slow clapping motion. But focus behind your eyes, what you're seeing, what you're experiencing behind your eyes. You should be experiencing some kind of movement, some energy, some kind of field. Are you feeling anything, George?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not doing much right now. I'm going to do most of it after the break. But
okay, great. But anyways, what I want people to do is pay attention to where that energy is at in their brain. That is your pineal gland.
If you're driving, folks, don't do this.
Exactly. Yeah, I should have mentioned that at first. But yeah, and be careful, you know, we've got good balance and everything. But basically, move your hands gently back and forth, pay attention to that pineal gland, and you can, over the break if you want to, you can do this and gently move your hands up and down the front of your body, and you will feel the energy in your chakras. But that's basically it. When I get ready to do the experiment, I want people to do that just a little bit, then put their hands down by their side with their palms facing forward. And just relax, and then I'll tap in, and I'll try to send the energy.
What does it mean, Phil, if you get too much tingling?
Oh, it's nothing. That's a good thing. It's all good. It's opening your energy channels. And, you know, a lot of people won't feel it because they're not open to it, because they're not in tune with their energy bodies, or for other reasons that involve higher consciousness, or, you know, because this is a pretty big deal for people to experience. And, you know, I've never done this, you know, of course, on a live radio show, so I don't know how good it's going to work, but I know what my intent is, that it has the best intent for everyone listening. So I'm sure it'll reach some people.
All right. And, folks, you can send us results when we do it by going to our Fast Blast at coasttocoastam.com. We can do it that way. Phil's website, by the way, is philkava, K-A-V-A.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. His book, On the Shoulders of Giants, Contemplating the Super Scientific on My Journey Towards Enlightenment. We'll come back in a moment. We'll talk more with him about subtle energy, about telekinesis, and we'll do this experiment next on Coast to Coast AM. So we'll do the experiment when we come back after the break, but I do want you to just post your thoughts on our Fast Blast at coasttocoastam.com. Many of you have used it. Those of you who can't or haven't, it's very easy. And just let us know what happens once Phil gets into this and see if it's working on you. We'll get right into the experiment, and then we'll talk more about subtle energy and telekinesis in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, we're back with Phil Kava. Okay, a little review, Phil, and then let's do the experiment.
All right, George, very good. What I want everybody to do is stand up, if you can, and step away 3 to 4 feet away from your computer or radio, whatever you listen to, unless you're driving. Oh, I want to say one thing before we start, George. If somebody's not able to do this right now, don't worry, because this experiment should work even on your archive shows.
Okay.
So your Coast Insiders can listen to it. Should work. It works in my YouTube videos. Should work here tonight.
Reminds me of Uri Geller when he did an experiment to start broken watches and things like that. And we re-ran the show months later, and the same thing happened. It worked. Watches that had never run were clicking along again. So I guess this would work, too. So go ahead.
Absolutely. All right. Okay, now what I want everyone to do is just basically stand up, step back from your listening device, put your feet shoulder-width apart, relax, put your arms down by your side, and put your palms facing forward. Now, George, I'm going to set down my phone for a minute. How about, do you want me to go for like 1 minute, and I'll time that out? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send energy back and forth to people. I'll push and pull. I'm not going to tell anybody what I'm doing. But you feel I'm just going to concentrate on pulling people and pushing them back and forth right now.
Okay, and what do you want me to do while you're doing this? Just keep talking?
You just keep us from having dead air. I'm going to set my phone down so I won't be able to hear anything. I'm setting a timer, so I'm going for exactly 1 minute.
1 minute it is.
If you're hearing any response from your immediate call-in, just let people know so we're not having the dead air.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, thanks, George. I'll be right back with you. Thank you.
All right, my guest has departed to conduct this experiment for 1 minute. Now, I too am standing. My hands are to my side. The palms are out. And let's see what happens while we're doing that. I do not feel myself floating or anything like that. But it is kind of tingling. I'll tell you that. There is a slight tingling feeling on the sides of my hands. And they're getting a little more intense. Whatever that means. We've got 18 seconds left to go. Now, I'm not like floating or anything like that. So it's going to be interesting to talk to Phil in a few seconds here about what he did. But I did feel a tingling feeling. I don't know, maybe you did. So we shall see. The minute is up, and he should be rolling back any second. See, I've got a more accurate watch than he does.
All right, George, here goes my timer.
There you go. Okay. So let me tell you what I felt. I felt tingling in my palms.
Right.
Felt a little rocking motion, but I didn't physically move from where I was or anything, but what happened to me?
Well, my intent is I'm not, trying to push anybody over. I was just kind of pulling the energy back and forth so you would move back and forth gently forwards and backwards. If I concentrate and pull one way or the other, it'll pull people over. People can go to my website and go to my second page on my website, and there's some coast-to-coast stuff there. There's a black DVD. There's a blacked out, there's a link, a YouTube link to one of my videos. Now, it's me doing an energy technique on the video. And it's pretty intense. It works really well. So here's the thing. If people didn't feel it tonight, they can go to my, because I may be off. Things may be blocking people right now, whatever. Of course, you're talking and trying to keep a show going at the same time, so it's hard to concentrate. But if you go to my website and observe my, do the same thing, stand in front of the computer screen and watch that black DVD, it will move you and pull you in. I've seen it almost knock people over. Now, I took that DVD, the same video there, to the local community college and to a class of 20 nursing students. Now, I gave a presentation on energy healing, and I led the nursing students believe that I developed a device that put the energy onto a DVD. So they were 20 of them standing in the classroom. I had them warm up, stand in front of the screen, and when I started it, all of them felt the energy. One girl had a panic attack because she didn't expect to feel it. So there is a lot to do with, your mind saying, it's not possible, I can't feel it. But if people aren't feeling it and they want to do some experiments, have people watch that black DVD, that blacked out DVD that I do. There's no sound. There's no video. There's some. You can mute the sound. There's a little vibration from my camera in the background. No sound, no audio, no visual. It still moves people in the intent that I had it move people. So you can test that on people. Tell them it's a device. That way they're not blocking it out with their mind saying this human can't do this.
Is there such thing as taking in too much energy?
I don't think so. I think it opens us up. And that's the intent of what we need to do is really raise our frequency, raise the frequency of our energy bodies. You know, I think that that's part of this whole Great Awakening that everybody's talking about and this potential shift that's coming to the planet with these new energies. And it's all about waking up and raising our frequencies in our energy bodies and, you know, our understanding of consciousness on every level.
Why is it, Phil, with some people you can feel the energy emitting from them? You can just feel the vibration. Yet other people, nothing.
I think it has to do with intent. You know, their consciousness, their awareness, their self-awareness and who they are and their, you know, familiarity with, you know, they're comfortable being who they are and they're comfortable in their energy. So they emit that, you know, but this whole thing, it's all about consciousness and the ability to, you know, use our consciousness to send energy. It's about intent. And the things that we can do with intent are absolutely incredible. And I know you talk about you love, you know, and intention experiments and all that. And it's all about intent and consciousness and understanding, you know, quantum physics on a simple level.
Now, you had said earlier that there is an ET connection here.
Right.
With this. Tell me what that is.
Well, with me, okay, here's the ET connection. You know, I've had all these experiences, had contact, astral plane mostly, but a lot of other ways I've been directed and, you know, touched by them in more than one way. But anyways, the connection with them is the message behind all this and my whole research. When I started, my ET contact started back in 99. There was three cigar ships by the house. I mean, things were accelerating. I was seeing them every day. People were seeing them with me, complete strangers. I had an implant put in my right arm after seeing three big cigar ships. And shortly after that, I met Dr. Lovingood. And he and Dr. Geddes developed a device that measures chi. So that really sparked my interest, and that's where all my, you know, real serious work got into CD, you know, working with subtle energy, is they basically developed a machine, a device capable of measuring chi and proving that we can send energy over great distances. Now, the connection with ETs and this energy is that Dr. Lovingood found that Lefty Lovingood found that a lot of experiencers had higher energy levels, CDP levels. So, and I found that to be true with all the traces I've done on a lot of people over the years, that most experiencers have higher energy levels, and a lot of experiencers are energy workers and more tapped into source energy. So there's absolute connection with the whole energy thing and with the message that I feel that I have gotten from the ETs. And it's all about, like I said, it's quantum entanglement and understanding who we are. And by doing this little technique, I hope to wake people up, make them realize we're all connected through energy because we are all energy. We're all part of the same source, the same being. And we create our reality through collective consciousness. This is all part of the ET message. And I think I hope by doing this energy work, like people, if they didn't feel it tonight, hopefully they'll fill it off my DVDs and realize that this is real and it works.
Well, let me read you a couple comments here for you.
Yeah, please.
Here's John from Winston, Oregon. He says, "Whoa, I watched the video. I felt like I was being pulled forward. I nearly lost my balance." Then we have Renee, who says, "I began shaking and moving back and forth during the entire minute." So that's just a couple quick comments for you.
So it works. That's fantastic. I love to hear that. And here's the thing, George. Anybody can do this. I said tonight's technique was just to wake people up, to let them know that we're all connected. But you can use this energy to heal. And what you put into it is what people receive. If you put intense love into this, people will feel it. But, you know, like psychic attacks, you know, psychic mind control, all this stuff. It brings a whole new understanding to that, you know, how it's possible. Because if I were to think about someone and just have really negative thoughts, they would feel it for sure. You know, I know you've had prior guests talk about this, you know, the negative attacks you can do on psyche. And it's, you know, that's absolutely true. So what I warn people, you know, karma, you know, remember karma. So if you learn this technique, do it out of love. Don't send energy because it'll come back and get you. And the main thing with this is we're all connected. So when you hurt someone else, you're hurting yourself. This is a big part of the ET message.
And doesn't it come back, Phil, 5 to 10-fold worse than what you sent out?
In my opinion, it does, because you have to learn. You know, and sometimes we have to learn the hard way. So, you know, it's all about if we live in love and do the right things, everything will go our way, as long as we're in cooperation with the universe. And it's not done out of ego and, you know, selfish intent. You know, the reason I came out to talk about my ET experiences and all this was not to sell books or, you know, to share, you know, to be on Discovery Channel. I had, you know, I sure as heck didn't make any money. And it's not easy on the family. And you know, it's it changes your life. But for me, I had no choice. I saw the being over the bed after 20 years of experiences. I called a friend, and just by coincidence, the Raw TV called my friend the next day, and they got in touch with me. They did the show.
That's fate.
And
I asked, fate, Phil.
Well, I know. I know how you feel about coincidence,
yes.
George. So anyways, they did the TV show. Ed came up for the filming. I watched Edwards do this energy work, and I just figured out how he did it because I'd talked to him before, and I'd done energy work myself for years in Tai Chi and Qigong and martial arts. And so I, you know, was familiar with Qi Flow, and then I just kind of put it all together. And I've been able to teach people, and I teach people in my book. It's just about lighting up your pineal gland and moving energy around your brain and through your chakra system. And but, you know, the thing about quantum entanglement, I don't know if you want to, you know, I'd like to touch on a couple things. To when I say we're co-creators of the universe, I'd like to point out a couple little neat stories for people.
Yeah,
if I got
ahead.
A minute.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Sure do.
Okay, one day I went to Lefty. I want to talk about string theory first. I'm just going to go some real brief examples because I know people think quantum physics and they think, I don't understand quantum physics. Okay,
not a lot of people do, Phil.
Well, I want to put out some really simple examples so people can get a brief understanding. I do this in my book, but I think I got some really neat analogies. One day I went to Lefty's, and that's W.C. Levengood, the biophysicist. Everybody calls him Lefty. He actually worked with Linda Moulton Howe, did all the crop circle stuff and the cattle mutilation work with her. But anyways, I went to Lefty's one day, and he says, Phil, you ever wonder what it takes to make something invisible? And just so happens the night before I watched a remake of The Invisible Man, which I hardly watch TV, but coincidentally, he asked me this question. What does it take to make something invisible? And I said, well, what's it take? He says, all you have to do is change the spin rate of the atoms of any object. So imagine a coffee mug that's sitting in front of you or whatever, an object in front of you. And if you took the atoms, the molecules of that mug, and you changed the spin rate of the atoms, it would go beyond our light spectrum, you know, infrared or ultraviolet. So we could no longer see it, but it would still be there. It's just the molecules would be spinning at a different rate. Now, spin rate doesn't mean they actually spin in a circle. It has to do with more the vibration frequency of the atoms and everything in our universe,
mm-hmm.
in our physical reality.
Right.
Okay, so that's basically string theory. So if we vibrate at one frequency, then there's more than likely multiple dimensions of frequencies and, you know, beings and creatures of all kind of places where there is terrestrial, you know, places. So they are extraterrestrial. They are all interdimensional and extraterrestrial. We are multidimensional beings, eternal multidimensional beings, and that's what we need to wake up and realize. Okay, so if we realize this little simple example, everybody understands how it's really simple that we all vibrate at one frequency. Other universes or dimensions exist vibrating at other frequencies. Okay, so if we look at our physical world, everybody understands that, right? Now, our physical world is made of quarks and leptons. As far as we understand it, there's six different types of quarks, six different types of leptons. I mentioned this earlier. The Higgs boson field, the God particle, tells quarks and leptons what to become. So basically, everything in our universe is spinning, little molecules that are made, everything on a periodic table, everything we know in the physical world is made up of quarks and leptons. And they become what they are because this God particle tells them what to be. Now, if we understand that, take, for example, how we create our reality, how we can change physical reality. One way to look at this, if an energy healer lays his hands on someone, like your previous guest said, this guy's laying his hands on someone, the cancer's going away. This energy guy, just by laying his hands, he's using his intent to send source energy through this so-called physical mass, or the physical body, and the cancer's going away. Well, what's happening is, on the material level, the quarks and leptons of the cancer are becoming something else. So the intent of the energy worker is somehow influencing the Higgs boson field to change quarks and leptons into something other than cancer. So if people don't understand how we can literally create our physical reality, there's just one small example of how we can change the physical world just in healing. But I believe we can take this way beyond that and literally create our, you know, our anything we desire and manifest it if we just understand who we are and what we're capable of and what the world is really made of and how it all exists. And in everything is basically just energy and consciousness.
Now, that's all for the good, Phil. What about those who actually practice this for evil?
And that's a whole other story, George.
And they do, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. That's why I said, when I figured out how to do this, it was during the filming of the show, and the wife and I were at the motel room by the lake, and I figured out how to do it while I was at the motel. It just came to me, and I did it. Well, I figured out how to do it before that, but I did it for the first time on some girl in the lobby. I told my wife. She started crying. I did it on her, and she started crying. She goes, "Why do you have to be the one to tell the world?" And she said, "You know, you got to be careful, because what about the bad people? And you can use, like I said, with your evil intent, you can use a simple thing I'm telling people, and you can send evil intent. So if I know this, I'm sure other people know about this and have been doing it for, you know, long, long time. And I totally believe in this whole mind control thing. I didn't even think about this a while ago, but from the evidence I'm seeing, people talk about the mind control, the extreme low frequency, and, you know, the bad aliens, the bad guys. And that's who I think is behind this. Call it the Illuminati, the Anunnaki, the Archons, whatever you want to call them. There is some kind of dark force out there. And not just humans, but beyond, and, you know, from other dimensions that do not like us. And do not want to know the truth.
What do they want? Why do they want so much evil? Do they want the soul? What do they want?
I think they want control of our energy. They feed off our energy. They want to keep us imprisoned in this karmic prison. You know, we've all been born in this illusion that we're nothing more than, you know, animals. We're bound to this, you know, do or die, follow these rules. And it's not about that. It's about understanding. And here's how you break free from the prison. You know, that's the thing about tonight. Let this be the Independence Day for Coast listeners, to break free from the prison of illusion that we've all been in and realize who you are and stand up and take your place in the universe. You are a co-creator of the universe. If you can send energy to change a tumor into something that's not a tumor, then you can send energy to heal the planet, to hopefully stop Fukushima. You know, that's something that's one of the biggest things on my mind is, you know, let's use our intention to stop the Fukushima disaster.
It works.
You've heard of
Lynn McTaggart. Well, she's done a lot of intention experiments. Did one over Washington, D.C. with our audience some time ago to reduce crime. She claims it worked. Now, nobody's doing it anymore. Crime's gone back up there.
Right.
So I guess you might have to keep at it. You can't just do it one time and just walk away from it.
Well, that's the thing, George, and they keep us. You talk about the dark forces. They keep us, you know, you want to talk to the banksters, Monsanto, you know, on and on. There's no conspiracy theories. Mind control, it's all out there. I think it's all happening. This is a message my friends have gotten from the ETs, the interdimensionals, what I see. A lot of other people are picking up the MyLab stuff. It's all real. It's all happening because they don't want us to know what I'm trying to tell people tonight. You are in control of your life and your universe. You can create your reality. That's how I got on this show tonight, because I decided I had to do the right thing and get out and share this message with people. And, you know, I didn't want to come out here and put my life on the line and make everybody know who I am, what I've experienced, but I had no choice.
You've done it now.
I had to share this. Yeah, I know. It's too late now.
You can't go back.
No, but it's great, and this is what I've been put here to do, to share what I learned from all my experiences with everyone and make them realize that we're all in this together. We're all, you know, we're all in this together. You know, if we want to stop Fukushima, we all need to pray to stop Fukushima. Use our intent. Say, yep. And if it takes calling in, ETs or interdimensionals to help us, I think that's what it takes. So let's do that. Let's say, hey, you know, hey, good guys, come and give us a hand and stop Fukushima. You know, we're ready to wake up and accept who we are and our place in the universe.
Phil, we're going to come back and take some phone calls with you in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.